This is the audio recording for the Candia Safety Facility Committee meeting for September 17th, 2024.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the Safety Facility meeting, and would you all join me in Pledge Allegiance?
Pledge Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I believe the way we left it last meeting, Joe and Josh were both going to be looking into any possible grants or funding out there that would assist us in this project. And Josh indicated that he had some information for us. So if you want to go ahead and...
Sure. Yeah. So in general, I contacted Chris Pappas' office, a guy named Colin over there, and Colin's very helpful in kind of helping me navigate what would be the most optimal route to go for seeking grants. We looked at the USDA. They have a qualification process involved. One of the qualifications is town household income. We don't qualify for anything through that. We also did look at some stuff through FEMA. Did not find anything that didn't already have a matching grant requirement on it. And the match was pretty substantial. And also given the income levels of the town, we probably wouldn't qualify for much, if anything, from those.
Were those lower income towns or what?
They're predominantly like you have to have like our town's average household income is $104,000, which is well above the state's median.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
So people make too much, and according to the feds in this town.
Right.
I'd argue that with the price of housing. But
exactly. Yeah.
But regardless of that point, I did also get directed over to the Department of Safety because they administer some of the FEMA stuff, and there's a competitive grant process there. She told me Rena is the contact over there. No, that's at Ag and Markets. But the contact over at the other agency and Department of Safety told me that pretty much any kind of grants that they've seen come through are small dollars, a few $100,000 here and there. It's nothing that's going to really get us over the finish line for what we're looking for. I'm supposed to be connected with someone over in Senator Shaheen's office at some point to talk about member item money, because with member item money, it doesn't require any kind of matching grant. It's a discretion of the member of Congress.
Oh, really?
That round of funding has closed for this fiscal year, but they are starting to plan for next year, so it'd probably be a good idea to kind of go to a proposal to our U.S. Senator and say, hey, you know, this is something we're trying to do. There's a need for it. We'd like to have this done. Can you help us with this, any kind of assistance? And they could put in that request for the budget process.
When do they grant those? When do they vote on to disperse those funds?
So
mid-year or something, or
yeah. So what happens is basically they'll earmark something. They don't need all the details.
Yes.
My understanding is that there's basically a two-step process to apply for these things. You apply to the member, you get approved for it, then after you're approved for it, you have to go through whatever agency you're assigned to further fill out the grant application. But there's no doesn't have to be a matching requirement on that. However, given that our town already purchased some property,
yep,
that's a great capital. We can leverage, say we've already done this, we've already done the due diligence, we have a plan, we have an approved septic plan, et cetera, et cetera. We're ready, shovel ready, well, let's go. And that would put us in a better position than some of the other things that have been put forward.
But it doesn't require the town to approve it to get the money ahead of time, right?
No, we can go ahead and just move forward with making the request to members. Now, the devil will be in the details to answer that more specifically. We'll depend on what, I think the guy's name's Chris. The person from, I'm trying to find the email here, I apologize, I thought I had it up already. The individual I talked to told me that there's a guy named Chris over at Sheehan's office she's going to introduce me to, and he'll be able to take it from there in terms of like helping us communicate through the process with this. So it's not necessarily, the whole answer today, but it's definitely progress, I feel like, compared to where we were last time. But there's some hope that we can probably ask our members of Congress for some financial support on this.
And what do they base the amount on that they'll allocate to? Is it based on what the total cost is for us, or is it just a portion that they divvy out to projects?
Yeah, so traditionally some grants, particularly the ones with like FEMA and HUD and others that require a match, do have a dollar threshold they have to meet. In this case, they call it a member discretionary spending because it's up to them to decide how much to provide. And how much they can have to bring to the table for the town would be the politicking of D.C. and the budget line allocations.
Right.
But seeing Senator Shaheen is in the influential appropriate committee in the Senate Finance, that would be most advantageous for us to go through her office, because she has the most leverage in that conversation. And at the moment, they're still in the majority in the Senate, so that would be very helpful for us.
What's the deadline on that? Did you, was there, had that established?
I don't have a deadline on that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But these sort of things are traditionally rolling. So, but yeah, there will definitely be a date we need something by. The fact we're having this conversation now is good. So we can go to them in the next couple of weeks and just say, hey,
right,
where are you in the process? What do you need from us for this competitive bidding? After a meeting today, I'll share with you all. I think they have a link to the senator's webpage that shows all this stuff, so we can all work from the same information.
So we'd be able to start moving something forward. That our names in front of people at that point. Is what,
yeah, I mean, the money's not ours yet. It's not.
No, no, right. But yeah. I mean, the sooner we let them know we're trying to do something and asking what is our next step.
Yeah.
It pesters them that they. So. And all I'm saying is, you know, the squeaky wheel at this, hey, they're very interested at that point.
Yeah, and a part of it will be just making the narrative, you know, having a good, from my experience doing this sort of stuff for in another life. It'll be what our narrative is the applying entity, what do we want to have, what do we need, what's our sob story, what's the passionate reason we need this. You know, we're a rural town that is on 101 and we have so many accidents happen, it would be great to have a facility that can service the needs of the greater community in addition to Candy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
I mean, that's kind of the angle I would take with this. I'd just say, you know, this is a thing that we need to have done. It's very important we have this.
So you still have to talk to this guy, Chris, then a little further, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And get some time frames and whatnot. We probably won't have anything ready for this March, then.
No.
I suspect.
I wouldn't think so. Given how the snail's pace of D.C., hurry up and wait, things are relatively slow. I don't think we're going to get.
And they probably don't allocate the money till probably mid-year, like July or something, right?
Well, I believe the federal congressional spending calendar is October through. It starts in October, I believe.
Oh,
so
really?
So they've already. But Congress technically hasn't had an actual budget in years. They just do continuing resolutions.
Right.
But even with that said, there are certain deadlines that they have internally that they have to do in terms of bureaucracy and planning things out.
Okay.
So I'll get all that. I'll get more information before our next meeting.
Right. Okay.
Whatever I get, I'll share over email so you have it live.
And you don't have anything to add to that?
No.
Grants and stuff, right?
No, I think this is good news. You know, move forward with that. So Pappas, there was nothing on Pappas's end.
So he could certainly be helpful in helping advocate for a member item. But in terms of any kind of grants or anything like that, there's nothing that would fit our scope of need right now. AKA, if we got to do like a 50%, I'm just throwing numbers out, but a 50% match to go through FEMA, that's going to be an issue. The town, I don't think, given our experience, the town would vote for a $1.5 million
bond. Yeah, right. Okay. Great.
So I've heard similar things that, you know, our income threshold just doesn't meet some multi-million dollar funding.
Yeah, we're in the high district as far as
Southern
Hampshire.
It's more like 68,000 or something, I think.
I think it's actually more like 58.
Yeah, 58.
It's really low.
It was some pretty like, wow. We don't even meet it. So what it sounds like, and again, I'm just sort of absorbing this, but what this sounds like is more like a student trying to go to college. And they literally reach out for every scholarship, they $500, $2,500, $5,000, and you slowly round up whatever you can. I think Josh has a great angle on that story, but you pull that together with like, and again, let's just take the whole fire thing off the table for a minute here, because we're not talking about multi-million dollar funding here. Let's just get back to the core of the police station. We, $3 million got shot down. Wouldn't it be nice to target, you know, we're targeting this tax increase of X, so we'd like to only spend, you know, the threshold of what our community can afford is a $2 million bond for X amount. So we're looking for a gap, a connector and a gap. At least it gives us, we can't go in with like, oh, we would just like the money. You know, so I think we have to have a budget and a target that we'd like to bring to vote. And how can you help us connect these dots? These are what we run into, you know, yes, part of this police station is for the community, but good point, but a third of what we do, maybe we could circle it back to how calls come in related to 101, and then take that percentage and put it towards a budget, but then it would be better to go to a March vote with, hey, this is what we captured for additional help. And now we're going back to vote and presenting this to the voters that, yes, we first came to you with $3 million. The new price today, 2 years later, is, call it 3.2 or call it something. But we got $800,000 in assistance through various different funds. And so here's what we're presenting to you. To us, to me, that shows good faith that we did everything we could to bring that down to where it needs to be. So I still think we need to, like, at one point, if we're dialed in on the footprint of the building, at one point I feel like part of that, when we go for funding, we should have a plan and a budget, because we don't have that yet. You know, we've got more, an updated budget, should say, right?
Yeah, with between material labor escalation.
Material labor, whatever it might be, whatever we're going to get for help, just go back to, like, okay, we need a current estimate. Otherwise, we have no story of what we're requesting for funds. I don't know what that date is and when that is. Doesn't sound like it's immediately. But
no, it looks like we'll miss this cycle.
But I feel like we should be better prepared with a better budget and something and a goal of what we're trying to go to vote with, and have that write-up really make sense in a chronological order of what we did, so Josh has, like, a real package.
You don't know what the time frame is to apply for that, do you?
So I'm looking here. I just was able to find the link I was looking for, and I'll forward this on to the group. Shaheen has right on her website stuff that she's listed out for. This is just an example of what she's done. Stuff for fiscal year 2025, which, again, begins in October of this year. She has listed out folks that have gotten grants, and you can see what they've gotten in what categories. So that tells me that now would be a good time to apply for fiscal year 2026. So, again, we're not ready.
Now would be the time?
Now would be the time to start that process.
Okay.
Because, again, I don't think that this March would be conducive to putting another warrant.
Oh, no. No, I agree.
Yeah. But the good news is we're starting the plan earlier. So if we can have all this ducks in a row, and if she's putting this file out during the summer of this year for next year's spending, that tells me that next year we'll have an answer well before March.
Right.
So if there's any supplemental funding we need support from the tax base, it would...
It'd be this time next year.
Exactly. Correct.
That we'd have an answer, and then we'd really be prepared. Then we reprice again, because now we're a year would have gone by. We know what our real price is to hit the ground in March. We know what funding we're going to receive.
Yeah, so if we apply now in the near future here, we can just use our figures we have for now, which are right. Then by next year this time, we might be able to fine-tune them a little better.
Right.
Especially after we get the approval of a certain amount of money. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
And things could be a little better a year from now. Who knows?
My 2 cents would be, my suggestion would be to have a formal outreach from the town and scheduled meeting to meet with the appropriate person in Sheen's office. Once I identify who that person is, I'll share it. But the town should probably have someone formally reach out and say, we'd like to talk with you and apply for this. How do you want us to apply with it? I'm happy to be part of the conversation to help facilitate it.
Yeah.
But I think having it come from the town's leadership might be the appropriate mechanism to do that with.
I can work with Andrew on that.
Okay, great. You know. Yeah, because once we do that, we can start communicating and lay out the narrative and everything and have that developed at the same time.
That looks a little more official coming from the town manager, though.
Totally.
You know? Good. So once you get more information here, we can hook up with Andrew and have that discussion how we proceed.
Most definitely. So, ma'am, contact.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, nice work.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. Happy to do it. Just takes a little bit of time, but I was happy to do it.
Well, obviously we have the time now, so we're not going to do anything for March.
I was adding up, we have 12 people for the past 3 years, and I was wondering how far along the building could have been by now. We probably could have had it. Probably had it all framed up and out of the ground right now with this much workforce for you.
I show up, that counts, right?
Yeah.
Teach me the rest. I did find out with my discussion with Pappas's office some supplemental stuff related to grants that could be available for smaller purchases and trainings and things of that nature. If it's okay, I'll forward it out to you guys as well.
Okay.
That would allow for, like, purchasing of radios and equipment that police cars would need or fire trucks would need. You can do vehicle purchases and stuff of that nature.
Nice.
I didn't look so far as to see what it requires for a match, if any, but it sounds like some of the FEMA stuff is just like, you have a need, here's the money, go do it. So it might be something to get used for some of the things that we need to have done.
Because once we have the plan to submit to machines office there, we'd have an idea of some other smaller needs for that facility, right? And that would be nice if we could get...
Some of them could even be used right now for our current needs in the fire department. I know it's outside the scope of this conversation here, but I just thought I'd mention that, that that would be something to look at for the town as well. So, that's all I had.
Anybody else have anything to add? I mean, that's kind of where we're at right now. And
just out of curiosity, Dean, would you happen to know, like, if you had to guess at a percentage that ends up on 101 of calls versus in-town accidents?
Oh, it seems like we go out there all the time. It's easily accessible, that number, but I don't have it off the top of my head right now. I could get it.
I think that's a great angle, though. That really would help.
Yeah, well, we're defining the need of it. Yep.
For sure.
Yep. Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay. Would it be beneficial to have the police department look into it also?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Oh, absolutely.
Sometimes they got to sit out there for the state police.
Yeah. Just by percentage of calls, and then it just help when we pull that together to have actual data. Good.
So, like I said, I'll just forward this some of this more detailed information on to you all for your own general consumption. Once we can have the town reach out to Sheen's office, I'm happy to be part of the conversation to help.
Awesome. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, some of that fumic that you're talking about, that could be used for the fire?
It can, yes, it can be used to purchase.
Because Dean's got a lot of things he's got to do over there.
Yeah, some I didn't look in complete detail, but there is some grant money from FEMA for specific asks that you may have for purchase of equipment, trucks, retrofitting things.
Yeah, we have a guy that works on grants for us. He's been very successful for us. He knows all about that stuff.
Perfect. So he's probably got everything I already have then.
Yeah, he's working on stuff all the time for us.
Yeah, they do very well, Josh, with that.
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah, it just came up in the conversation about the police station. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because there's a lot of things that need to be done. Dean's letter in 21 turned around and talked about the diesel fuel fumes and what have you, cancer causing, and that's done in 21. Not our liability, it's been announced in 21, it's been recognized, we've done nothing. So I think, you know, we've opened the town for some liability at this point. And they can't take their clothes to clean them any place. They take them home. So now you're taking this home at that point. So I think we that's something that we're a safety committee. We got to be concerned about our employees.
We don't take our gear home. We don't take our gear.
If you've got anything, if a person wanted to have a shower because they got into something, they take off that. But what about the underclothes that they had on underneath? I mean, there's always
all of the people that work on the ambulance all bring a second set of clothes every day. So they're the ones who wouldn't be able to go home because they still got to complete their shift. We have a shower now.
You do have a shower now.
Yeah, and we have a washing machine that washes all our gear. It's a state-of-the-art machine just for fire gear. So we do, trust me, George May is a Nazi when it comes to clean gear and making sure our people are safe from bad stuff.
All right.
Yeah, trust me.
No, that's the main thing, the safety of our people at that point. But then you have to have water, so you've got a water problem.
Not anymore. We had it fracked.
You had it cracked. So what
fracked.
Do you
think?
Fracked.
Fracked. Okay.
Frack and fill fracked it last Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh, all right. So you got it better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Nice. Tommy brought up the fact that, you know, we might look at the facility and the square foot, but I think at the last meeting we kind of agreed that that's the plan we want to use.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think it's necessary to go back and try to reduce it any. We've already cut it down.
Update the budget that we're going to present in this letter with, maybe, now that it's been a year or so, put a contingency on it. So just freshen that number up so it's a fresh number to give to them that here's our starting point and here's what we're trying to target, you know, and then start going after whatever funds we can.
And you're right, and I think this time we'll explain better on the actual tax impact and whatnot.
Absolutely.
I was reluctant last time because we didn't have good numbers, so.
And rates are headed in the right direction.
Right.
Let's hope.
So I think a year from now we're going to be in better shape as far as numbers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We reduce our ask due to funding.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And have better rates in a year.
I think we can get anywhere between 1.5 million and 2 that we're asking for. I think
that would be terrific.
It would.
I think September. Actually, pretty soon the Fed's going to meet. And I think we're looking at probably 50 basis points.
Mm-hmm.
Is a more aggressive, a more conservative would be 25 basis points. So, quarter percent. So let's hope.
Awesome.
What would be because we're talking about 3 years from now, about, right? 2.5.
1 year to get funding and another year to build, so at least 2.
It would be March of 26 that we'd be putting something on in front of the people.
What about but what I'm saying is...
And then the bond wouldn't get released or approved until like July, so...
What about putting a warrant article in for like $300,000 into the... that we accumulate some monies?
In
the days we're waiting.
Personally, I just like to... take a lull this year and come back with some good facts and figures next year.
I mean, we're putting it away for less money needed later on.
I mean, we could put a flyer that, explains to people that that's what we're working on so it stays fresh in their mind, but I don't think it's that important to look for $300,000 to put into an account. Somebody else can totally disagree with me, but...
What do you think, Tom?
Well, no, I'm thinking if 3 years goes by and you did 3 years in a row, you'd have $1 million, I guess.
Yep.
That's all I'm thinking. That's a number that just rattled into my head real quick. Maybe I'm wrong. But
it's exactly what we've been doing, saving a little bit every year. We just spoke about a grant that looks at what you've got. You talked about land you already have, down there that looks good towards a grant. If you put a little bit of money aside, that makes... the grant people look like they're trying, but
it might not be at that. And be two things: one, we'd get a flavor of the vote, flavor of the voters, that saving towards the police station. I don't know. It's worth thinking about anyway.
Well, that's coming up soon, so we don't have a whole lot of time to think.
Like now.
You sleep on it tonight.
Brian, how much did we ask the taxpayers for the land that year?
$250,000.
And they passed
I think it was $150,000, because we had $250,000, didn't we? It was one or the other. We see the $250,000, I think.
It passed. Property,
by a lot.
They knew what it was for when they voted for it.
That's true.
I wouldn't go any less. I mean.
Yeah, I think we asked for $150,000, Dean, because we had $250,000 out of that sale from exit 3. Yeah. So I think we asked for $150,000, and you're right. It was huge. It was like 60% full.
Hmm.
At least 60%.
Not to mention we have, what you can do with those funds, I don't know, but you could keep moving in a positive direction. You're still putting equity into the land. You did some of the site. I know it's been really bold, but you poured a foundation. You're not changing. You keep getting these steps that move you in the right direction of being really ready.
Well, I think you'd have to wait, though, for the actual approval to...
Yes.
To spend that money. I mean, the
taxes,
the way that
money.
The way that capital reserve right now is set up, it has to go for a public hearing here.
That's
the board of selectmen has
That's
to do
right.
it. But I would be a little reluctant, I think, to spend it into something hard. Until the town said, let's go ahead and spend $500,000 on getting the foundation and
utilities.
But
it does look good when you saved a little bit.
Right.
And your big ask is less.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. True.
Anybody else have anything on that line?
The whole year is going to lapse.
Going to capital reserve?
Yeah, it makes sense. I think the project cost is a big piece here. That it'd be you know, get a better understanding of what we're talking about, what it's going to cost to do what we want to do. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, then I think we could do a better job, and this is no criticism here, because you folks have done a fantastic job. It's just the messaging and the way we message that. And that's, you know, probably beyond my scope. Maybe some of the ladies in the office can talk about, you know, the social media and the pamph. We could talk about flyers and how we message this project and how we're going to make it happen. You know what I mean? I mean, I'll be the first to tell you, I mean, I'm not active on social media, but it is.
It does reach a certain clientele out there, yeah.
I mean, even us as a financial institution, we do use social media to do advertising, and we pay. There's a channel there, and people look at it, you know, mm-hmm. So.
Well, like you were saying, this would keep it in front of people, yep, that we're doing,
yeah,
something.
Yeah, we definitely have to do something, whether we do a gap reserve or we put out just a flyer, just letting people know that, yep, we're continuing to work on it, we're looking for funds or whatever, just to keep it fresh in everybody's mind.
Right.
And I think at the end of the day, we can all feel good about the fact that if we're fully transparent about the project costs and what we're trying to accomplish, whether people agree or not, I guess, you know, as long as we're upfront with it, and mm-hmm. I think that's important, and I think we have been. It's just, it's tough in this market to build anything with costs increasing, mm-hmm, and, yeah, rates all over the place, but as you pointed out, it looks like rates might be headed in a favorable position for us, mm-hmm, and, you know.
Did you, Chief, have any concerns with what we're proposing? Have you had much time to look at the actual plan and layout of it and everything?
No, I looked at the plan. I love the plan. I love the idea of a safety complex, and I love the idea of putting money aside each year while we work on this and go from there and keep building on it. I mean, the economy gets better, good for us, right? And, you know, but I definitely agree with it.
Okay. All right, so sometime between now and either the next time we meet or whatever, we're going to have to decide how much you want to put in for a cap reserve, because, like I say, that's going to be coming up.
The only reason I said $300,000.
That's not bad.
But what I'm saying, construction cost was 10%. So this is why, it's a thing that we could, we're thinking about it, we're putting this, so we're trying to stay ahead of things. If you wanted to put $1 million in, I mean, that would be up to people.
Dean's had a good point. What we asked for the purchase of the land,
yeah,
if we asked for that and as the first capital reserve to get it started, mm-hmm, if that passes, then you can ask for more later on. But Dean had a good point.
I would agree. Anything to put something away.
Anything's better than nothing.
I think just to show good faith that, mm-hmm, you know, we're saving money towards this through this whole process.
Because we still have, right now in the capital reserve, we still have over 300. That could be at some point when it's approved to actually build. We could be using some of that too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything to reduce the ask when we have the actual bond rate, have the actual funding, hopefully, mm-hmm, to have that lower number go in would be terrific. I think that would save us.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're going to work on more details and you'll get with
Andrea? Yeah, I'll give you kind of like a general concept that you can approach her with and her office with and say, and then I'd be happy to build whatever materials and marketing you need for the conversation.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Thank you.
If there's else, anybody want to go over the minutes or?
To approve the August 7th minutes as presented.
Second. Anybody have any discussion or changes or anything? All right, seeing none. All in favor?
Aye. Does everybody have checked? Look, aye.
I'm going to abstain. I wasn't here.
All right. Does anybody got anything else they want to add to the discussion tonight? All right. If nothing.
So what do we want to do? Have another discussion on what we might want to do for March at this point.
Yep.
When it's going to look.
I don't know when you want to schedule it. Kind of based on any information Josh can get and get set up with Andrea and get an idea, mm-hmm. you know, oh. we got to fill out. And then I think as long as we meet at least once more before it's time to do the warrant article, it would be fine.
When's that deadline?
I don't know the actual deadline because the Board of Selectmen can put it in at the last minute. So we do have some time, but sooner than later would be better because we're starting the budget process already.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
But I think the sooner that we decide if we're going to do something, the word gets out that we can defend it. Mm-hmm. Deliberative session, you get nothing. But like you're saying, do we do flyers? Do we do telling, you know, that we have time to do all this to get it going?
You basically have almost 6 months before March to really set the narrative and have your ducks in a row. And, you know, like one of the things is when we established the police department and the facility was functionally optimal at that time and town's grown, needs have grown, but we can say that, but like can we prove that, can we show, leave that narrative of here's where we were and here's where we are, but our facility remained in the back, in far back behind what we need.
Because we don't have a budget line item to do a lot of mailings and stuff. The last one we did in the packet, we all contributed and paid for.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind. We don't
I think we can have, if we have a flyer, the recycling center handing it out to people there and, that we get, I mean, maybe we even have some scouts can do something at, what I'm saying is, different ideas, but when you talk to the people that come through the recycling center, you have their time and you have that and you have a number, and schedule a date at that point to come in to further discussion.
I definitely think we should have something for the Boy Scout packet because that that hits every house. So
right.
But whether they read it or not is,
well,
you can't force them, but it's in the packet.
No, and you can print up extra ones to hand out to the person that didn't read it.
Yeah.
You know, all I'm saying is.
Dean?
Is it against the law to have something outside over there in November? I mean, there's going to be a huge turnout in November for the presidential election. Well, you know there is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it'll be huge. Not everybody, but could you have a table outside somewhere?
I don't know why not.
Pass out some information.
Well, you're not electioneering. I mean, you're not.
Right.
As long as you have the buttons on, say who you're voting for or anything like that, you should be okay because the issue's not on that ballot. This is just an informational thing unrelated.
Just
to
a
that.
Thought with a huge amount
bad
of
idea.
Town taxpayers. Well,
yeah, because we're going to have, at least 2,200 for that turnout.
And that's probably the people who are going to be voting. Right. Who don't vote for that are probably not going to come in and vote for the town election.
Right. Not a bad idea.
I think we could be inside, even big November. We could be inside with that.
Might stay like this for us.
Things are going.
Just a matter of follow-up. Sorry. The Fed met today, and they're going to meet tomorrow. And the speculation is that it's 25 basis points, maybe 50 basis points, but the market's already reacting to it. So you're seeing some banks dropping mortgage rates today.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So good. Already. So they're just assuming that that's what's going to happen. So you'll know by tomorrow what's going to happen. So
we'll get our pamphlet girl hooked up to do something for
I'll
that.
I'll be happy to do anything. Just if you guys have any ideas, let me know. For suggestions.
Yeah. What about setting up like a wall for tours of the two facilities too?
Say what now?
Setting up like some kind of form people can sign up and come and tour the current facilities and show them around and show them what we're.
That's a good idea.
That way they're like, hey, do it like minimize it to like six at a time so it's not, 300 people walking through the door, but I'd be glad to show that side
Come meet the new chief.
Chief,
come
too, yeah. Chief.
There you go.
You know,
and just like touch a truck, huh?
Yeah.
Touch a chief.
Open house?
Yeah, like an open, yeah.
But open house.
We did a little bit of that, and we had some.
Put it to where you're so many people at times that you have more of a personal conversation.
People and what have you.
So you'd rather have like a form that they filled out and
yeah, like a form they signed up, requesting? Okay, you know, Saturday, just, you know, 10 o'clock, they'll show up, and then we have coffee, we sit, we can talk, they can ask questions, they can ask, you know, stuff like that, and kind of go through, I think would be a good idea.
Once they see that, and you can hit them with a new facility and say, here's what it's going to be like. I'm just kind of curious, did Ekman do any kind of like 3D modeling or BIM renderings for the project? Or is it all just conceptual architectural?
It was the architectural.
Okay, so you don't have any takeoff stuff?
No.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I just think of 3D modeling.
Yeah, Ekman, we kind of went away from that because it was too expensive.
Well, we had things up on pictures.
Yeah.
Different angles of up on the
screen. Yeah, that's the way to go, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think that's what you're talking about is, you know, flyer handing it out to people or call this number, schedule a time on this Saturday. And, you know, if you're in it, you might have to do two Saturdays or what have
you. That's okay.
The more days you have to do is positive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
all right. You want to coordinate that with Linda? Because Linda does a lot of our flyers and stuff. And,
sure.
And maybe we could do it at the same time, you think, Dane, at November? Hand them both out, like?
I don't know. Why not? I mean, if we could do it over there.
I don't think there's any issue. It's like Josh said, as long as you're not putting your campaigning, coordinating with it, you know, it's just an information table, you know, could be set off to the side or whatever.
I'm sure if there's any concerns, town council.
I can run it by Clark.
Clark allowed me to do that the last time with
perfect.
It. So
that's right, you were there, yeah.
Yeah, same thing. What I'm saying same is thing. The same thing, it's just information is all it is.
Yeah.
But, you
but
know,
if it's a nice day to do it outside, it might be easier than trying to do it inside.
Well, with the amount of people going in and out, yes, if it could be outside, that'd be great.
Yeah, because that way it doesn't get congested inside when they stop and stuff.
Oh.
And we'll have Russ inside doing his spiel, too.
If it's out there snowing, you're there outside.
November 5th, it's not going to snow.
No, I think that, so we're going to have, because that's not far away.
No, November. It's not.
And that same flyer could be done. Any, you know, once it's generic at that point, we could hit people a second time someplace or what have you.
Yeah.
A flyer is, I don't.
Well, if we want Linda to work on something there, then do you want to just go ahead and agree to an amount now? Or is that something you want to wait on?
For
the warrant article this year.
I think it should be whatever it was last. I think it should be like 150.
Really?
Yeah.
That's small? You don't think that? You think the three would be too much?
I do.
Okay.
Well,
I think Tom's right. I think with people feeling the pain of inflation and everything, I think 150 is going to seem like a bargain compared to everything we've asked for, right?
Mm-hmm. Is that agreeable?
Yep. I'd like to see a little bit higher.
It's a nice start.
I would too.
If you want higher, we can
see a little bit higher. I think it'll I think something like that.
200 be a call.
Yeah.
A 300. 300 is a 10%.
200. I'll go for two.
I'll go for two.
I know. Why not?
A little work.
Yeah.
I think it'll.
And you're right. It'll be a good test. We'll see if it's well supported. Make it 200.
Okay.
With a nice picture of the facility and all that, you know. Mm-hmm. You know what to do. Good. Is there anything else?
Behind the scenes, it does a lot. She does a lot.
Yeah, she likes doing that
definitely.
Stuff.
Yes.
And thank you for reminding us all day, all week. You know, thank you.
Does anybody got anything else?
Yes.
Done?
So we want to do something in October?
We almost had it.
View all that we have?
Do what there?
To view what Linda puts together, have a meeting in October so we can go forward.
Yeah, we can, or she can just email it or something.
I can email it.
Can it and email it.
All right.
And communicate that way.
Right.
I mean, I hate to drag everybody out for a 10-minute meeting.
Right.
Do we have an updated cost? I know that, what, 2.9 or whatever last March?
Basically $3 million.
$3 million.
If I had to guess, you know, we're up 5%. You know, it's $3,150,000 ballpark. But the reality is, I honestly think we can get that number down.
I do too.
Once we get the mechanism of getting everyone local and who's going to help with what, and you know, really, the goal was to try to knock 10% off of that number at the end of the day, but it's just so far away now, it's too, like, you know, so we're still in the $3 million range, basically.
Okay. Yeah.
That hasn't changed.
All right. Motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out.
Of course. You.